Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a charge on my debit card, and I don't recognize it.
Okay, I can look it up for you. What's your zip code and your name?
74021.
Okay, and what's your name?
Crystal Watts.
And you did say 74021.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's not coming up under that zip. What's your phone number?
918-864-7887.
Okay, I think I have that account. Will you verify your mailing address?
11011 East 120th Street North, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021.
Okay, and yes, I do show that there was a charge. Looks like you paid the shipping and handling of $6.70 and $7.45 for those NutriSlim products.
What was it?
NutriSlim, do you recall that? It was on, looks like that was back in July of
2016. Yeah, I finally sat down to balance my checkbook for the last year and ran onto them, and I didn't recognize the charges.
Okay, if you will hold for just a moment and I'll research that a little more. Hold just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
And it looks like that NutriSlim is a keto product, keto NutriSlim, and then it was a cleanse as well.
Okay.
And you paid the shipping and handling to receive the product, and they shipped those products to you, and then there was a monthly fee of like $92.90, but that payment declined. It fell through. So you were only charged for that shipping and handling.
Huh. I did not sign up for anything like that.
Okay. Well, it looks like that account has been canceled out. Since last year.
Okay. So, I mean, what about the shipping and handling charges?
That what they ship those products to you. You don't recall receiving the product?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because they have it that it was delivered to the address on file.
Hmm. And what's the name of it? What's the company's name?
The company is NutriSlim, and it was for the keto product, the keto and the keto cleanse.
NutriSlim. Hmm. But see, that's the thing, is it just shows these charges on my account and then have the phone number. Oh. I mean, I didn't recognize it, so that's why I called.
Okay. I can get you over to our fraud department, and they can start an investigation for you.
Okay.
Okay, hold just a moment, please.
She hang up. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and note that account before I send you over to fraud. Hold,
okay.
Please. Okay, ma'am, I will go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Thanks, ma'am.